Former National Security Advisor John Bolton joins me now. He is the author of The Room Where It Happened. Good to have you with us this evening, Mr. Bolton. What's your reaction to what the president had to say about this whole incident?
Well, in fact, he was responding to an article in the Atlantic magazine from last Thursday night. And the article itself is a mashup of all kinds of allegations, what he thinks of John McCain, which I thought was largely accurate, and what he happened to say in Paris on the day before Armistice Day, the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, getting ready to go visit the French President Macron. And according to what that article said, the president made disparaging remarks about our soldiers, the people buried at the Anne-Marne Cemetery, in connection with the decision for him not to go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon. And that was simply false. I don't know who told the author that, but that was false. And I recounted that in my book, The Room Where It Happened, and reaffirmed that in response to questions the next day.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard the back and forth between reporters on this. Jennifer Griffin came on today and said that she stands by her sources. She says that you were not, quote, in the room where it happened when this was discussed. What do you say to that?
Well, she's just flatly wrong. Look, I can tell you exactly what it was. We were in the ambassador's residence in Paris. We were supposed to be having a 10:30 meeting to brief the president for his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at 11. The president was late, which is frequently the case. I don't think the entire affair lasted more than 10 or 15 minutes. And the main issue was whether or not weather conditions permitted the president to go out to the Anne-Marne Cemetery. The people I recall being there were John Kelly, one of his aides, Mike Pompeo, myself, Jamie McCord, our ambassador to France. We had this discussion. It was mostly John Kelly presenting the logistical reasons why the trip couldn't take place. And the president assented to the recommendation that he not go. He didn't protest that he really needed to go. He just sort of took the facts as they were. It's a very straight weather call.